ABC Radio Australia.
New research improving the quality of the gallop nut in Papua New Guinea has led to positive outcomes for Australia's macadamia industry. Associate Professor Shala Hassani-Bai, the Academic Lead of Environmental Sustainability and Management at Queensland's Griffith University, has been working on research in PNG to progress the commercialisation of nut trees in PNG. She told Lucy Cooper it's part of a wider project to develop and implement technology to improve food security in the Pacific.
Considering that people live in villages, agriculture is one of the fundamental way of livelihood for people in Papua New Guinea. So they have a lot of village gardens, and they harvest a lot of non-timber forest food products from forests, and also they develop a new value-added food products. So it is really important for sustaining their livelihood and food security.
It's been described as an emerging industry in Papua New Guinea, but what was a real setback was the fact that you can't tell the quality of it. So how did your research kind of help solve this issue, and what has that led you to have found?
Yeah, okay. So look, the nut quality assessment is usually very hard, and sometimes it's quite time consuming. And when I started working in Papua New Guinea with this canarium nut or gallop nut, I realized that it's not going to work if we have to wait for 2-3 weeks until we get the chemical analysis results back. By waiting 2-3 weeks, it's really some nuts go rancid and they are not palatable anymore. So in my own research, I was using imaging technologies to rapidly assess, for example, soil and tree nutrition. And I said, well, okay, let's use this technology and see if I can predict nut quality rapidly. And I soon realized it works. And it was really promising. And, you know, you take an image and the computer processes the image of the nut and gives you some information about the nut.
You are a long-term collaborator with the Australian macadamia industry. Did your nut research in PNG benefit macadamia quality in Australia?
I partnered with 4 major processors in Australia. Developed this technology for them, and yeah, it's now nut quality assessment much, much faster. They mentioned it is a game changer for the industry because it's quite fast. They can assess the nut quality in a larger batches, and for macadamia industry, it's really important to keep the competitive edge in export market.
What role did women in PNG play in the gallop nut project?
So nut processing practically is a woman work in Papua New Guinea. They crack the nut and they wrap it into banana leaves and they call it karamop, and they bring it to the market and sell it. So this is a major income for women in village. And then when factory processing started, women started collecting nuts and send it to factory, and they increased their income because they were able to sell more nuts to the factories. So it has changed the life of women at different levels significantly.
What are the next steps for the gallop nut industry in Papua New Guinea?
So the gallop nut has been commercialized currently, okay? So one of the processes even thinking to start exporting the gallip nuts to Europe or US. The next step will be supporting the supply of the nut and make sure the market exists for huge amount of the nut processing. Because at the end of the day, it's really heartbreaking if we encourage people to produce nuts and there is no market for it. So it's really important that looking at market, both locally and internationally, and then encouraging the nut producers to produce more products.
And that there is Associate Professor Shala Hosseini-Bai from the Griffith University.